This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The U.S. will declare a public health emergency to bolster the federal response to the outbreak of monkeypox that has already infected more than 6,600 Americans. The public health emergency declaration will free up federal funding and resources to fight the virus. It's the first time monkeypox appears to be spreading among people who did not travel to Africa. In Europe, infections have been reported in Britain, Italy, Portugal, Spain, and Sweden. Most of the cases involve men who have had sex with men. Monkeypox is transmitted through close contact with infected people, their bodily fluids, and their clothing or bedsheets. Monkeypox belongs to the same virus family as smallpox, but causes milder symptoms. Most patients experience fever, body aches, chills, and fatigue, and may develop a rash and intensely painful pimple-like bumps on the face and hands that can spread to other parts of the body. The incubation period is from about 5 days to 3 weeks. Most people recover within 2 to 4 weeks without needing to be hospitalized. Monkeypox can be fatal for up to 1 in 10 people and is thought to be more severe in children. People exposed to the virus are often given one of several smallpox vaccines, which have been shown to be effective against monkeypox. Antiviral drugs are also being developed. The two-shot vaccine for monkeypox is in limited supply, and in order to meet demand, some clinics have stopped offering the second dose of the vaccine to ensure an adequate supply of first doses. The White House has made more than 1.1 million doses of vaccine available and has helped to boost domestic diagnostic capacity to 80,000 tests a week. U.S. Congresswoman Jackie Walorski, Republican of Indiana, and two of her staffers were killed in a car crash Wednesday. Walorski was 58. Walorski District Director Zachary Potts, 27 years old, and her Communications Director Emma Thompson, 28, also died in the two-car collision. A northbound passenger car traveled left of center and collided head-on with Walorski's vehicle. The driver of that car was also killed. In Alabama, a kidnapped 12-year-old girl chewed through her restraints, breaking the braces on her teeth to escape a week of captivity. After she released herself from her restraints and fled her and her captor's home, her escape led to deputies discovering the bodies of her slain mother and brother, who officials believe were killed by her mother's boyfriend. The girl was abducted July 24th and tied to bedposts for a week, while Jose Pascual Reyes, 37, kept her in a drugged state with alcohol. She was found walking on an Alabama road Monday morning near the mobile home she shared with her mom, brother, and the suspect. A passing motorist stopped to help and stayed until authorities arrived and found the bodies a short time later. Pascual Reyes has been charged with kidnapping, 2 counts of murder, and 2 counts of corpse abuse. He is accused of smothering Sandra Vasquez Ceja, 34, with a pillow and cutting her body into pieces in order to hide evidence, according to criminal complaints filed in court. The younger victim was identified in court papers only as a boy under 14. His death was caused by the suspect striking him with his hands and feet. His body was also dismembered in an effort to cover up the crime. The kidnapping and slayings happened on July 24th. The criminal complaint says that the girl was kept alive and restrained with the intent of Pascual Reyes to violate or abuse her sexually. Bozeman Health has laid off 28 leadership staff and is eliminating 25 open leadership positions, citing the COVID-19 pandemic, economic uncertainty, and labor shortages that have impacted revenue and operations. The layoffs were done Tuesday morning and are effective immediately. The laid-off staff will get up to 6 months of severance pay, extended health insurance, mental health support, unemployment pay, career placement services, and letters of recommendation. Laid-off staff can reapply for patient-facing positions and will be fast-tracked through the hiring process. In an email sent to all Bozeman Health employees Tuesday afternoon, CEO John Hill said the healthcare industry is facing an unprecedented financial crisis. Bozeman Health employs about 2,400 people and is Gallatin Valley's largest private employer. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.